The Youth Sports Alliance supports 9 competitive winter sports teams, along with school programs like Get Out and Play for elementary students and the Active 8 for middle and junior high students. Each year, they have 2,200 kids participating in their program. Executive Director Emily Fisher says the Sochi Games prompted them to start paying attention to the athletes living in the Park City area. There are 54 Park City Nation athletes on the Olympic team. That's 20% of the entire Team USA competing this year in South Korea.
So after the 2014 Games in Sochi, we put together a list of all of the athletes that had ties to Park City, and after the games, we realized that we had so many athletes that were either homegrown or hometown athletes from the Park City area that competed in Sochi. And so as we headed into the 2018 games in Pyeongchang, we decided to start tracking those athletes sort of early on to see how many would be going and giving the community an opportunity to root for those athletes before the game, so knowing who those athletes are going into the games.
After evaluating the performance of Park City's winter athletes during the 2014 games, Fisher says they decided to rally around this year's Olympic competition.
If we had competed as our own country, we would have finished tied with France, I think 9th in the medal count. That's sort of where we started saying, hey, we should start tracking Park City Nation again this year. The legacy of the 2002 games and the amazing venues that we have here and the club programs that we have here.
Fisher says the Park City Nation athletes represent a range of winter sports.
For me, as the executive director of the Youth Sports Alliance, I think one of the most exciting things is the first 7 athletes that we had become part of this Park City Nation were in 7 different disciplines. So I think it really shows that the community is so supportive of all winter sports and all of our athletes, and to see it's not just a niche that we have. We're not just competitive in one sport. We're really competitive in all of the Olympic sports, whether it's Nordic jumping or freestyle skiing or cross-country skiing, bobsled, alpine skiing. We have athletes across the board that are competitive and hopefully will bring home medals, not just for the Team USA, but also for local pride with Park City Nation.
There's a top 10 Olympic contest for those who want to follow Park City Nation athletes and make some medal picks of your own.
We do have our YSA Park City Nation top 10 Olympic contest, and you can find that on our website, just ysaparkcity.org. And it's just a way that people can start to get more familiar with Park City Nation and pick 10 athletes that they're going to track throughout the games. And then there's a scoring system, and it's similar to March Madness or fantasy football, that you can have an office pool or compete with your family or compete with your classroom or things like that.
On April 6th, YSA will host an Olympic and Paralympic parade down Main Street at 5 p.m., All Park City Olympians are invited to participate, and the evening will end with an outdoor thin air concert on Lower Main Street. Go to ysaparkcity.org for the top 10 Olympic contest and to learn more about the athlete parade on April 6th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.